So in this video, I'd like to cover the question of, is the ocean of bliss dangerous? You may have heard from other teachers or from reading books that say, well, you know, you can have these amazingly pleasurable experiences during meditation, but it's wrong or even dangerous to chase these experiences. And I want to address that. And in my experience, it's actually a pretty straightforward issue and actually beautifully self-correcting and self-regulating issue that you end up not really having to worry about much. And the way it works is that these amazing and pleasurable experiences you have in meditation come directly from the calming of all thinking, the dropping of words, and the dropping of all intentions. Now, I spent a lot of my time with my private students covering this in detail across many different scenarios and many different cases, but the basic physics of the thing are that because the state itself is the absence of desire and intention, if you have strong intention, if you have strong desire to, quote unquote, get to the state, by definition, it just won't work. Right? So you cannot get to the amazing feeling or the ocean of bliss by desiring to get to it, because the ocean of bliss itself is the absence of desire. It's kind of like saying, well, I'm going to go jog in the lake. And it just doesn't work. It's not a question of right or wrong or danger or not danger. Well, it may be dangerous if you're trying to jog in the lake. But the reality is that you have to swim. You can't jog. And, you know, it's nobody's rule or nobody's law. It's just the way the thing works mechanistically. So when you have a strong intention or desire to get to the ocean of bliss, it simply won't work. Now, if you truly then drop all intention, you, of course, stop caring about getting to the ocean of bliss, and you also stop caring about whether the technique is right or wrong or whatever. You stop caring about everything. And then and only then is it possible to get there. So because of this, it ends up being a completely self-correcting and beautifully self-regulating situation. And as a by the way, this is why it's also important to go ahead and still meditate when you don't feel like meditating. Because it is often these very meditations that end up being the most powerful because you don't feel like doing it. So your intention or desire is pointed off in a different direction. It's effectively out to lunch. So when you do meditate, your intention itself is very relaxed, and you're much more likely to actually get there. So anyway, when other teachers say, you know, don't chase the good feeling, what they actually mean is don't chase the good feeling because chasing after it will preclude you from actually getting there because of your strong intention or desire. And it's not because it's morally wrong. In other words, even if it were quote unquote morally right to do this, it still wouldn't work, just like jogging in the lake, because the mechanics of it would still be the same. And, you know, as for worries about getting addicted to the feeling of the ocean of bliss, that ends up taking care of itself as well, because what I just described is like being addicted to a drug where after you've experienced the high, if you then actually desire or crave the drug, it actually ceases to work, right? So if you're dying for the drug, it then pharmacologically fails to actually produce the high that you want it to. So, you know, the chain of addiction ends up being broken after every high that you experience. So the ocean of bliss is an amazing phenomenon, and it's wonderful. But in the end, it's not dangerous and not addictive, because if you desire it, you'll never get back to it anyway, in the first place. So there's no issue. So I covered that pretty quickly. I do hope you found it helpful. but also please feel free to email me directly with any questions you might have.